Chapter 2. The Creek Wars. Everyone liked Davy Crockett. He was always happy, with a big smile. He was honest and always helped others. Davy was a tall man. He wore a coonskin cap, buckskin trousers, and a buckskin jacket. He always carried his long rifle, Old Betsy. In 1806, Davy married Polly Finley. She was a schoolteacher. They had two sons and a daughter, John Joseph and Judith. After a few years, the Crockett family moved into the Tennessee Hills. The Tennessee Hills were near hostile Indian country. In 1812, the war between the United States and Britain began. The Mohawk and Creek Indians fought with the British against the Americans. The American general, Andrew Jackson, organized a small army. He wanted to fight the Creek Indians and the British. Davy fought with this army. He was a scout because he knew the territory well. His work as a scout was very important. Davy traveled across Tennessee, the Mississippi Territory, Florida, and Louisiana with General Jackson's army. The Battle of New Orleans was a big victory for General Jackson and the Americans. The war ended in 1814. The British lost the war. The Indians lost their territories and went away. New American families settled in the Tennessee Hills. At the end of the war, Davy returned home to his family. Unfortunately, his wife, Polly, died. Life was again difficult for Davy. He worked as a trapper and took care of his three children. After some time, Davy met Meg Mackinac. Meg's father was an American trapper. Her mother was a Cherokee Indian. Davy fell in love and married her. They had twins. Davy named the twins George and Washington in honor of America's first president. There were now five children in the Crockett family.